Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. As I was preparing this program, I was reflecting on how all-consuming our daily lives can be, and how that can turn us, in a sense, in on ourselves. What am I accomplishing? What do I hope to achieve today? What do I have to get to have happen? Whatever combination it is, I'm focused on what I need to do, where I need to go, who I need to see in order to accomplish earthly goals. And my question is, how much time do we spend each day asking ourselves, Lord, am I accomplishing your will today? Am I focused where you want me to be focused? Now, the responsibilities of our state in life, the responsibilities of our job, the responsibilities of our most important relationships, all that comes first. The question is it? Is it really coming first? Lord, am I carrying out your will in my life, or am I so self-focused and focused on the things that affect me, just me? Have I lost sight of who you are? Have I lost sight of what you created me for, what you created me to be, what you created me to do, how you created me to shine forth the radiance and the beauty of the face of Jesus Christ through my personality, through my strengths and weaknesses? How conscious am I of who I am and what I'm called to be? Or am I so consumed by my job or by other areas of my life that I, quote, don't have time for God? I really want to urge you, right here in the midst of summer, I want you to take some, as I call them, serious moments. I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to assess yourself. I'm not saying assess yourself and then condemn yourself. That's not at all. But just, where are my strengths and where are my weaknesses? Am I living each day for the glory of God, or for my own glory, or for my own satisfaction, or for my own comfort? If those come as side blessings, glory to God. But I'm put on this earth not just to live it for what I want and how I want and to accomplish what I want. I'm put on this earth as a son or daughter of God to live my life in such a way that my relationship with God is evident to others, and that I want more than anything else to do the Father's will, whether that's through my work, whether that's through my state in life, or all those things combined. Am I really living my life with an eternal perspective? Because that's what I need, an eternal perspective. To see my life, the here and now of my life, in light of the life to come. The Holy Spirit wants to help us. The Holy Spirit wants to show us, to inspire us, to enlighten us, to guide us. But we have to engage him in the sense that we need to turn our mind and our thoughts every day to him and say, Lord, here I am. I'm your son or daughter. Here I am. Lord, use me today in such a way that I foster my own salvation, that I aid in the salvation of others, that most of all, I just do your will. Help me. Let's take a look now at the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6 and 9 to 12. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. So Moses is now older. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. He answered, Here I am. Moses heard the voice of God, Here I am. And God said, Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father, he continued, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. The cry of the children of Israel has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. This is part of God's plan always for Moses. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he answered, I will be with you, and this shall be your proof that it is I who have sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain. So God makes a promise to Moses. But you notice what Moses said, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? I mean, who am I? I'm not this and I'm not that, and I don't have these gifts you can imagine. And God knows who he chooses. And as we read often, he chooses the weak of this world to confound the wise. He chooses the little ones of this world to confound the wise. We think we have to get it all together and we have it all right and we have our master plan and da-da-da, we just have it all mapped out. We would do far better in any situation to give God at least half that time and be before him and say, Lord, I'm your disciple, your son, your daughter. Use me today. These are the circumstances of my day. This is what I face today. I need wisdom from you, Lord, but most of all, I ask that you would lead me in such a way that I can be a sign of your presence, a sign of blessing to your people, whatever the circumstances might be. Think about it. Begin to get a perspective that God wants you as his son or daughter to, in a certain way, I'm not using theological terms now, but in a certain way, to be an advocate for him, to show forth his beauty in your human circumstances, to show forth your kindness, your mercy, your forgiveness, your gentleness, your wisdom, your insight, your strength of character, to show those things, to reveal those things. And thus, people are drawn to you because they see goodness, and you in turn draw them to the source of all goodness. We have a job, brothers and sisters, and there are so many people in this world who have nothing, and they don't have anyone speaking to them of the beauty and the love and the mercy of God. Please be open to being used. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. The childlike are those who put their trust in God, who turn to God in every circumstance, not first to their own resources, but to God in everything. Those are the childlike, and those are the ones God blesses. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. So does God wish to reveal his Son to you and then through you to others? Absolutely he does. Absolutely. He wants to use you. And you say, gee, I don't have these talents, or I don't have money, or I don't have this, or that's all right. He wants you. Docile, that's teachable. To be docile is to be teachable. To be meek is one who has strength under control. Docility, meekness, kindness, generosity, patience. Then the love of God begins to flow through you, brothers and sisters, and people's lives are changed. This is what God has in store for us. This is what God wants of us. And where are we? Are we really active disciples, active children of God, day in and day out? That's what we should be saying. Do you remember, as a child, were you taught to pray a morning offering? I offer you this day all my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings, for all the intentions of your sacred heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sin, for the intentions, the needs of all my relatives and friends. This is one prayer, but it's a way of dedicating the day to God. It's also praying a prayer like that. Just look up morning offering on the internet, and you can see a number of prayers. You want to get yourself focused at the beginning of the day. Who am I? Why am I here? Because what happens is we wake up, and as someone has so well said, the tyranny of the urgent takes over right away. The tyranny of the urgent. The first thing you need to do is offer your day to the Lord. Offer it in all its detail, good and difficult. Offer it to the Lord. Ask the Lord to use you. And then throughout the day, just pause. You pause to get coffee, or you pause to get a drink, or whatever. Anytime you pause, just say, Lord, I renew my morning offering. Help me. And honestly, the scales will begin to fall from your eyes, and whatever stops up our ears from hearing the Lord and from seeing the way in which the Lord is acting and how God wants to use us. The more you pray every day and mean it and recall it throughout the day, watch what happens in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind. God wants to bless you, and God wants to use you to bless others. We need true meekness, strength under control. We need humility that knows we're not the source of everything that we want. We're not the source. But we know the one who is the source. So humility and meekness and kindness and mercy. May God help you to grow in those areas in order that the light of the world might be seen through you. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.